Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to Tuesday, January the 20th. It is a great joy to be with you today on the radio. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. We're on this station now Monday through Friday, bringing you the Gospel Pulpit. Well, friend, I want to remind you of our website. You can get a lot of information there on our website if you'd like to use that. I know some people don't use the Internet. Some do. We try to use it all for the glory of God. It's gbiradio.org. That's gbiradio.org. And we'd be glad to have you tune in to that website. And you get a lot of information. Our daily and weekly radio broadcasts are there. And also you get access to all of our radio stations and our preaching station, our internet preaching station. You can also download our app, the GBI Radio app. It is in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. I hope you will download that today. Hope you'll pray for me this year. I want to do as much or more for the Lord this year than I've ever done. And you just pray for Brother Ricky that God will be able to use me in that way, that I'll be able to do something for the glory of God. Amen. Well, we are, if you'd like to write me this week, let me do this. Our mailing address, The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797. And that's Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N, North Carolina, 27017. And we'd be glad to hear from you and know where that you're listening to us from. We try to answer each letter and each email as we can. And we've been swamped here lately, and I apologize about that. With different things going on, and we're trying to keep up with what all is going on. So you pray about that, and we love you. We want you to know that your letter and your email is very important to us. Amen. Very important to us. And we thank God for our listeners out there that listen to us every day. I praise the Lord for you. Now, Father, will you take the message that we're about to air today and use it, Lord, for your glory? In Jesus' wonderful name, I pray. Bless God, save the sinner and bless the saint, and help us to get where we need to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'm preaching a portion of a message today on prayer. This is R485-3, R485-3. This is our third message in this series on prayer, and I hope it'll be a blessing. This is our final message in this series, and I hope that it will be a blessing. It is available free of charge. We can send it on CD, or we can email it to you. Our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. Let's go to the message at this time. And that day when Peter denied the Lord, now Peter paid for that later. But when you deny the Lord, when you fail to pray, Satan wins in your life. You see, this whole thing is a battle against the devil. I've often told you my fight ain't with other preachers and other churches and other people. My fight's with the devil. And when you fail to pray, you fail to walk with God. The Bible, even in the armor of the Lord in Ephesians 6, God put prayer in there, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. We're to pray, and we're to pray for saints, and we're to intercede for people. And when you pray, when you fail to pray, Satan wins. When you fail to pray, self takes over, and Satan wins. Satan's got the victory over you. Let me tell you something. You know, most people, most born-again, this is sad to say this, but we're living in such a lukewarm hour. And I believe there are literally people that are saved, and you're lukewarm. Now, you may disagree with me on this. It's okay. But I believe there are people that are saved, and they're so lukewarm. I believe the church at Laodicea was a saved church. If you don't, I'm not mad at you about that, but I believe it was. But here's the thing about it. I believe we have people today that never pray. They never seek God about anything. And Satan, the reason the devil don't bother you is because he's already got you. I mean, he's got you defeated. You see, the devil's purpose for a believer is this. Now, the devil can't get your soul. Once you're saved, he cannot get your soul. That's off limits. All right. You don't get saved and lost and saved and lost and saved. No, you can't do that. Now, but the devil's idea, Satan's idea, he's your adversary. And Satan's idea is, I will distract them, I will detour them, I will delay them, and I will fix them where they'll never do anything for God. And he's doing a good job. I have to say today, the devil is doing a good job on most born-again believers. because they fail to pray. And Satan is getting the victory. He's winning. He's winning in our churches. I preached against this for years, and I'm going to continue to speak out against it. Churches being political about picking their next pastor. Well, Uncle Joe's Aunt Bessie's cousin Fred graduated from seminary, so we'll put him in there. He can build your church. I'm going to tell you something. There's not a man alive can build a church. He can go after the young people. I hear that a lot. Let me tell you something, brother. The church ain't just built on young people. You may not understand that, but it takes old people, young people, middle-aged people. And by the way, young people, 20, you can fill your church with 20-year-olds, but they're not going to pay the bills because they don't have the jobs. Now, wait a minute. Hold on before you go say I said something I didn't. I'm not against getting young people into church, but I believe their music ought to be our music, and their Bible ought to be our Bible, and their hymns ought to be our hymns. We ought to all sing the same thing. Amen. And that didn't cost you anything right there, but... When we talk about prayer, the devil is getting the victory because we've learned how to do it. I mean, you come out of college, and if you're politically connected, you can get you a church. But that's not God. There's a lot of men pastoring. They're in the wrong place. God never put them there. And, brother, Satan's won the victory. You see, if man puts you in a church, you don't have to pray about it. Now, I realize sometimes people are recommended by men. I understand that. I'm not saying that that's wrong. But I'm saying this to you. When you call a man up and say, hey, brother, how about you help me get a church somewhere? Well, I don't know about all that. Amen. When you pray, you ought to have a regular prayer life, or self is going to take over and Satan is going to win. Number three, when you fail to pray, you will become spiritually dull. Now, you don't even realize what's happening to you. If you go a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month without praying, you don't realize it, but you become dull to sin. Now, let me tell you, I'm just going to drive the nail where it fits here. Do you know why Christians today, people today, have let down on their standards? I'm going to tell you why. It is a lack of prayer. You see, for when you pray, you will see how holy God is. Not how holy you are, but how holy He is. And when you have a lack of prayer, you're going to have a lack of standards. You see, when you don't pray, everything becomes okay to you. I mean, baling your hay on the Lord's day becomes okay. You're not praying anyway. Not paying your tithes a few weeks so you can go on vacation, take that money and go on vacation. Well, that's you see, you're dull to that. You don't have to. I don't have to support missions this week, you see. You're becoming spiritually dull. Nothing bothers you. Immorality don't bother you. Amen. Divorce and remarriage don't bother you. I mean, living together not married don't bother you. Well, now, preacher, we got to have compassion. You see, it's a lack of prayer. When you pray, you'll see how holy God is. You'll see how God's against liquor drinking and sin and gambling and living together, not being married, and adultery and fornication. God's against that mess. God's against it. And when you stay with God, you see, the more you're around somebody, the more you're going to talk like them. You ever notice that? If you get around somebody, you're going to talk like them. You know what? You're going to act like them. Well, let me tell you something. When you get around God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you hang around God, you're going to think like God thinks. You ain't going to kick and scream at every little thing comes along and every little standard comes along and everything comes along. Well, I don't agree with this, don't agree with that, don't agree with that. Let me tell you something, brother. You know why an engine blows up? It's a lack of oil. Amen? And most times you don't put oil in it to go to smoke it and knock it. You know what? That oil's type of the Holy Ghost. When we're not filled with the Holy Ghost of God, we'll go to smoking and knocking. Amen. We sure will. We go to smoking and knocking. We sure do. Now, you become spiritual. Now, I'm going to prove that to you. Genesis 13:12, the Bible said this. The Bible said, Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, Lot and Abraham have split up at this time. Now, Lot is not intending to go into Sodom. He just puts his tent toward Sodom. Now, why in the world would you do that? I mean, you know the wickedness of Sodom. Why would you pitch your tent towards Sodom? Tell you why. He wasn't praying. You see, Abraham built altars. Remember that? Abraham built an altar. Remember in the book of Genesis, he'd built an altar. Lot never built an altar. Lot wasn't supposed to be with Abraham anyway. But Lot never built an altar. Now, let me show you something. All right, Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. Now, amen. And then, the next thing you know, Lot is in Sodom. And the next thing you know, When the angels come down and to destroy Sodom, Lot is in the gate of Sodom. Now that speaks to the fact that he's sitting with the elders. Lot was probably on the town council. Now, some people say, well, you know, I'm going to get in with them and I'll win them to Jesus. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to get on the council and I'm going to win them to the Lord. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. I believe there are some things that can be changed by Christians being in office. There's nothing wrong with a Christian holding an office, provided that Christian stays straight with God. But this do everything in the name of win them to the Lord. How many people did Lot win to the Lord? Zero. Matter of fact, Lot lost people. Lot lost his daughters and son-in-laws when he went out on visitation. And that's basically what he went on. When he went door knocking, they laughed at him for the life that he lived. Let me say this to you. You say, preacher, I go out and I knock on doors. Why can't I win people to the Lord? You're not praying. You see, you ought to be prayed up before you ever go visiting. And that's one thing I wished I'd learned early in years, is be filled with the Holy Ghost when you go to somebody's house. Amen. Then that way you can answer all the questions that the devil's going to throw at you. Now, when you fail to pray, self takes over and Satan wins and you become spiritually dull. You don't even realize what's around you and you get backslid when you fail to pray. Some of you have not prayed in so long. And that's in the reason you're in the mess you're in. You can get off track so early. Amen. You can just get off track like a train jumping off tracks. And first thing you know, your life will be derailed. And why will your life be derailed? A lack of prayer. Some young lady, she waits her teenage years into her 20s. She waits for a husband. And people around her, they're getting married. And yet she's trying to live for God. And nobody comes along for her. And 25 years old, and all of a sudden, she gets tired of waiting. And all of a sudden, she gets tired of praying. She's not praying anymore. And all of a sudden she meets some boy, he's not in church, but her idea is, I'll win him to the Lord. She presents him to her mom and dad, well, he's a little hippie-ish, but I'll win him to the Lord. I'll get him in there. And she marries him. He comes to church with her for a little while and puts on a show. She has two or three kids. And then all of a sudden the marriage breaks up and she's in a failure. Her life is derailed. It's ruined. Why? She failed to pray about it. Young man waits his life in his 20s. No young lady comes along. The man maybe is preaching the word of God. All of a sudden he quits praying. He lets down on his praying. So he sees a pretty girl. He gets to talking to her. Well, she's not really in there, but I'll get her in. I mean, she's in there occasionally. I'll get her in. And he marries her. And his ministry's ruined. Why? A failure to pray. My friend, when you pray, God will put things together in your life. Listen, you don't have to stay on your knees 24 hours a day, but just have your time. Listen, I can pray down my prayer list in 20 minutes. I can pray down it faster than that. I can pray down my... You say, well, you don't do much praying. Well, you don't know what's on my list. I said I can pray down it in 20 minutes. It don't mean that I have to, but I usually do pray pretty fast down that list. I don't spend a lot of time on that list. I just pray down it. But let me say something. That list does wonders. God honors persistence. God honors you coming to Him with the same thing twice and three times and four times. God honors that. We'll talk about the prayer list later. But listen, everything out. Now, I want to flip the side over here. When you fail to pray, self, my friend, takes over. And then Satan wins and you become spiritually dull. Now, let's talk for a few minutes about when you do pray. Let's talk about the benefits of prayer. Number one, your spirit is refreshed. When I pray, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. When I pray, God begins to fill me. Well, friend, we come to the end of our radio broadcast for this Tuesday, January the 20th. You've been listening to a message entitled Prayer. It's R485-3. If you want this message, there's three of these in the series. If you want all three of them, let us know. We can email them to you or send them to you on CD free of charge. If you feel led of the Lord to help us, that'll be between you and the Lord. Our mailing address, I'll give that to you, but our email address, comments@gbiradio.org. That's comments@gbiradio.org. And then our mailing address, The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine.
line to the hungry.